Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. Today is Gaudete Sunday, and Gaudete Sunday means let us rejoice. So today we want to rejoice, and when we rejoice, we begin in the first reading, and the first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah talks this wonderful reality about what happens when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and he anoints us. So he says today in the first reading, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to do what? To bring glad tidings to the poor. To second, to heal the brokenhearted. And third, to set the prisoners free. Now we go forward. This Isaiah says this. Jesus says this in Luke later on when he goes into the temple and he quotes scripture. And this we're all supposed to say because we've all been the Holy Spirit upon us. If you've been baptized, the Spirit of the living God has come upon you. And we've all been anointed. Right after we baptized you, we anointed you. So what does that mean? That now you and I are called to go forth and to bring good tidings to the poor. The second, to heal the brokenhearted. And third, to set the prisoners free. But before we go and do this, Jesus does it to us first, huh? That all of us are poor in one way or another. And he comes to us and he wants to bring glad tidings to us. He wants to bring us joy. And he gives us joy when we start praising him and looking at the good instead of always looking at the bad. There's some people today that are constantly looking for the bad. Let's not be one of them. God isn't like that. He comes and he preaches the good news to us. What's the good news? That God loves us, that he sent his son to die for us, and we will live forever. That's the glad tidings to the poor, that he reaches in to us. The second thing he does is he comes to heal our broken hearts. Have you ever had a broken heart? I know I have. And Jesus comes to us and he wants to heal our broken heart as only he can, to reach in and touch our heart and bring us healing. But you need to let him. And finally, to come and set prisoners free. Do you know what God does? The whole reason he was born, as we've said again and again, was to set us free from our sins. And we become a prisoner when we sin. In fact, Jesus says we become a slave. And Jesus Christ wants to set you free. So make sure this Christmas, before Christmas comes, you get to confession. Let him set you free, huh? Now that God does this to us, he wants us to now do it for others. Isn't it interesting that when he anoints us, when the Spirit comes upon us, it's all for others. It's not about ourselves. So this Christmas, instead of wondering, what am I going to get for Christmas? You got to think, what can I give for Christmas? How can I take care of the people around? I don't care if I get anything. What can I give? God the Father gave you Jesus, and they keeps giving. So we need to be people that give. And what does he want us to do? Again, he anointed us and gave us the Holy Spirit so we can first bring glad tidings to the poor. That means that we need to take care of the poor. It's not an option. But also glad tidings to the poor in our life. That means our family. You know, when you go home for Christmas, will you bring joy to your home? Will you bring gladness to your home? God wants us to bring joy, to look at the good. So when you go home, be a person of good news, of glad tidings to the poor in your family, because we all got them. We're all poor in one way or another, as I've said. So let's decide this Christmas that we're going to bring good news to them. The second thing is we're going to bring healing to the brokenhearted. Now, again, in your family, if it's anything like mine, there's not a moment where someone's heart isn't broken. Let's make it this Christmas that we're going to bring healing to people and their broken hearts. Let's bring healing. How much the world needs it. Let that healing begin with us. And finally, to set prisoners free. You know what the greatest prison is? I believe it's self-hatred. There are so many people that have such great self-hatred. It might be you. And what needs to happen is to set prisoners free from that self-hatred is we love them where they are, not where they need to be. And when we love them where they are, then we can get them where they need to be. So we sit there, and you know, one of my favorite books when I was in seminary was by a Jesuit, and it was the Song of the Bird, and you know, he got into suspect and that, but there are some great stories in that book. And one of the stories is a story about a man who was neurotic. Now, you know the difference between someone who's neurotic and someone who's psychotic. A neurotic builds castles in the skies, and the psychotic lives in them. But anyway, when we deal with the reality of a neurotic, here was a person who's neurotic, and all his friends told him, you got to stop, you're neurotic, you're driving us crazy. And he tried to stop, but he couldn't. Even his best friend went to him and he says, you know, you got to stop. You're neurotic. You're driving us crazy. And he tried, but he couldn't. And he almost resented his friend, but he couldn't resent him. And he kept trying and trying, but he couldn't. Finally, his best friend came up to him and says, you know, I love you as you are. Don't change. And guess what happened? He changed. Miracle of miracles. God meets us where we are, and it's his love that transforms us. When a woman was caught in adultery, what does he first say? He says, anyone condemn you? No one, sir. Neither do I condemn you. And then after he met her where she was, he then said, go and sin no more. That's the secret. So when it comes to our families this Christmas, let's be people that meet people where they are. Love them where they are, with all their faults, with all their problems. And our love might be that which sets them free. So this Christmas, before we get there, I know it's over a week away, but God wants us to rejoice. And this Advent season is about preparing for this holy day, this great day, this great day of God's love. So let's today sit there and focus on how that you and I can bring glad tidings to the poor and our families and the true poor, to bring healing to the brokenhearted, and to set people who are captives free. And if we do that, we help to become instruments of salvation. And then the anointing that God gives us at our baptism, we now do as Jesus did and the prophet Isaiah did. And we make this Christmas better for everybody. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.